stacked pull requests went live on GitHub this week. And the 670-point score with 231 comments tells you this has been a long time coming for a large portion of the developer community. For listeners who aren't deep in the day-to-day of collaborative software development, a stacked PR is when you want to make a series of changes that build on each other, but you want each one reviewed independently before the next one merges. Until now, GitHub's native tooling made this genuinely painful. You'd either put everything in one massive PR, which reviewers hate, or you'd do elaborate branch management by hand.
Tools like Graphite and Aviator have existed in this space for a few years, and the HN comment thread had a fair number of people from those companies engaging directly. Some of them are reasonably philosophical about GitHub absorbing the workflow. The common line is, "We built the market, now we build the next layer." Others were more pointed about what it means when your primary distribution channel also becomes your primary competitor. It's a recurring dynamic in developer tools, and it doesn't get less thorny with repetition.
The session portability piece, titled "The Session You Cannot Take With You," hit 426 points in 106 comments, and it's addressing something most users experience but don't have language for. The premise is simple. Authentication sessions are ephemeral, device-specific, and non-transferable by design, which is fine for security reasons, but it creates a genuinely poor user experience when you want to pick up where you left off on a different device. And it creates real friction in enterprise contexts where someone needs to hand off an active session to a colleague.
The author makes the case that this is a fundamentally solvable problem, but that solving it requires rethinking some assumptions baked into how OAuth and related protocols work. The HN community response was interesting. A lot of engineers who work on identity infrastructure pushed back on the framing, arguing that the portability the author wants is precisely what the security model is designed to prevent. Others argued that there's design space between fully portable session tokens and sessions that die when you close your laptop, and that we've been too conservative in exploring it.
CodePen 2.0 is out, and the announcement from Chris Coyer is worth reading even if you're not a front-end developer. CodePen has been the canonical write HTML, CSS, and JavaScript in a browser and see it live environment for well over a decade. The 2.0 relaunch adds real-time collaboration, AI-assisted code suggestions, and a significantly modernized asset pipeline. The 171 points and 49 comments is modest by today's standards. But CodePen occupies a specific niche in the learning to code ecosystem that makes it culturally significant beyond its traffic numbers.
The data visualization and latency piece, the mean means nothing, is a technically tight piece that I'd recommend to anyone who has ever handed a latency graph to a stakeholder. The core argument is that average latency is a nearly useless metric for understanding system performance because it's dominated by the median case and masks the tail behavior that actually determines user experience. A system with an average response time of 80 milliseconds can have a 99th percentile of 4 seconds, and the users hitting that 4-second response are having a completely different product experience than the average suggests.
The solution the author advocates is percentile visualization, P50, P95, P99, sometimes P99.9, combined with distribution histograms that show you the actual shape of latency, not just its central tendency. This isn't new advice, but the piece does an unusually good job of walking through a real debugging scenario where following the mean would have led you in completely the wrong direction. The Gander app from the Show HN submissions is also worth a brief mention. It's an Android file viewer that requests zero permissions, which sounds like a contradiction in terms until you understand how it works. By operating purely on files that the user explicitly passes to it via the share sheet, it can be genuinely useful without needing broad storage access. In a week where streaming sticks are in the news for all the wrong reasons, an app that architecturally refuses to collect data is a pleasant counterpoint.